Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. In recent years, there have been two parallel trends in drinking habits: a return to keen interest in cocktails, many of them retro, many of them brand new, and their non-alcoholic cousins, the mocktail. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, what's this all about?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, even I've noticed as I get older that the ramifications of having a few too many drinks is harder to overcome the next day. And so, and just in general, the people are just more concerned about total alcohol consumption. So there's, you know, they're started with this sort of mocktail craze, but what you're seeing now is actually the immersion of non-alcoholic spirits. I mean, it's companies that are taking the traditional categories of spirits and producing them literally without alcohol. So one of the ones I've started trying out is a company called Free Spirits, and they make the spirit of bourbon, the spirit of gin, the spirit of tequila, which what they've done is gone and just gathered up all the aromatics. Like if it's the gin, they have the juniper, the orange peel, the other botanicals, in a bottle that looks like a bottle of gin, but actually has zero alcohol.
That's amazing. Can you follow the traditional recipes with these?
Yeah, you know, that's the idea. And like I said, we'll talk about mocktails in a minute. But the idea here is that, let's say with the spirit of gin, you can make a gin and tonic. You know, you can make a Negroni with this gin, and it's pretty good. I mean, I find the clear spirits better than, like, say, the bourbon, which I'm a love bourbon. And mm-hmm. I feel that just trying to make a Manhattan out of the spirit of bourbon that isn't as good as the gin or even the tequila.
Mm-hmm. You can do margaritas?
Yeah, the tequila makes a great margarita that's alcohol-free. And I guess they can push us into, like, the mocktails, which don't even try to add this, you know, non-alcoholic spirit. They're just delicious little drinks made to mimic traditional cocktails. I mean, one of the ones I find really good is, like, a cranberry sangria, which takes all the fruit, the mint, the pomegranate seeds, and instead of red wine, uses cranberry juice. And, you know, some red wines like Gamay have great cranberry aromatics. And so it's almost hard to tell that this is not, you know, not a true sangria. You know, watermelon plays a big part in it. There's a great watermelon nojito recipe.
Nojito.
Nojito, yeah. You know. Which,
I like that.
But a lot of these tend to be sweet because they are fruit juice based or some sort of fruit base instead of spirit. But they're great. I've found myself starting off with, instead of a real cocktail, with a non-alcoholic cocktail before dinner and then moving into wine with dinner. It just lowers my total alcohol consumption over the evening.
Yeah, that's good. Now, are bartenders down with this now?
Oh, there's actually an entire bar in New York City that has only drinks with no alcohol.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. It is here to stay, and they're getting better at it for sure.
That's really cool. Jerry, what I'd like to do is put some information about these non-alcoholic spirits on the website,
sure,
along with a couple recipes, perhaps, and let people try it at home. I think that's a really good idea because you're right. As we get older, we don't party the same way as we did when we were in our 20s. That's wonderful.
Yep.
So, folks, you can go to our website at WYPR.org and look up the Radio Kitchen part of it. And we'll have all sorts of information, along with a lot of the recipes that we talk about on the show. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.